Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:06 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 1 o'clock. CMB will come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Boy, what a sports night you had last night. And I want to open up with my partner here because he's got to be giddy. First of all, he's got his Nets getting the sixth seed. They win last night. They go 42-40 on the year. They're playing Philly starting Saturday. I know he's happy about that. He wanted them over Toronto. And even better than that, at least for the moment, is last night's Islander-Penguin game one. What a game that was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Last night, I said this yesterday.
You couldn't have a better game than that.
No question. Well, it would have been better. They didn't have to blow a third period lead with a minute and a half to go.
Right. I mean, yes. But you won. Better. I mean, but you could have been worse.
No, of course. Look, it always could be worse.
Right.
First of all, I'm glad you're back. We've missed you for the last 2 days. That's number one. Number two.
Oh, by the way, I'll be more important than anything. More important than the Islanders,
yes,
the Nets, the Masters,
yes,
the Yankees, the Met, whatever. We are coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses, only at ShopRite.
Last night was one of those all-timer sports nights because it's still early in the baseball season, but hey, the Yankees are playing the Astros.
Yep.
Noah's on the mound with the Mets.
Yep.
You got that. You got the Nets trying to close out a sixth seed, and obviously the one that got the big screen in my home
was
game one.
Right, sure.
And there's so many things. Can we start there? Can we start with the Islanders?
No, we are, of course.
All right, good. That's allowed.
That's why I threw him in there.
All right, who's better than you?
Well, there's a long list
of
those people.
How about the fact that 33 seconds into this game, Penguin, the guy who's won cups in Pittsburgh, Kunackle scores the goal. They're up 1-0, but wait.
Yeah, offside.
But wait. We got to go to review. And it was close.
It was close if it was an offsides or not. Right.
The crowd is just blowing this place up. One thing about Nassau Coliseum, one thing about Islander fans, are there as many Islander fans as Ranger fans? No one's arguing that. Are there as many Islander fans as Yankee fans? No one's arguing that. But I stand by this. The loudest arena and stadium in this town is that place.
They were number one. They were pumped up last night, and deservedly so.
Deservedly so.
I mean, the atmosphere there, we'll see what happens if they get through this series, and now you're playing at Barclay. But the atmosphere there was off the charts last night.
It was amazing.
I mean, it really was.
And, Robin Leonard said this after the game, and he's right, just watching this at home. I'll be in the building Friday, so I get to experience it firsthand for game two. And so much better going to a game two up 1-0, that's for damn sure.
Especially on a Friday night.
No doubt.
It's good.
But Leonard
really
even said.
It's really going to be jacked up the crowd.
Oh, even more so than game one.
Right.
But Leonard even said, it's that they sustained it the entire game. And it's true. It wasn't just because usually, and you'll see this in Pittsburgh, and I don't mean any disrespect to the Penguin fans. They're great fans. You'll see the electricity for the first 5 to 10 minutes, and you always say, survive that wave of energy from the crowd of the team you're facing, and then it'll get normal. It never got normal last night. Even after Pittsburgh ties the game, even after Phil Kessel tied it after Cizikas falls on his ass, even after that, the crowd was still never giving in. But even after Kunackle scores the goal, they wave it off. Jordan Eberle, who just seconds earlier missed a chance to go up 1-0, puts it through a minute and a half later, and the crowd then gets kind of a reprieve from all the celebrating that they had to stop doing. But the crowd was electric, and how about Leonard? How was good phenomenal. Was Leonard last
both
night?
Both goalies really were. I mean, the Islanders had a lot of chances. In fact, I mean, I don't know how many chances the Islanders had. They also hit a couple, definitely two crossbars, including with like 5 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, Josh Bailey.
They thought he was going to win it right there and then. I thought both goalies were outstanding in this game last night. And the Islanders even got a power play goal in the game. How about that?
I was just about to get to that. They had two power play opportunities in this game. If you've watched this team at all this year, you know their power play has been awful. I'm combining awful and horrible. Awful.
Yeah, I like that one.
And
good.
Last night they had two chances. And they score on the first one, just looked good doing it. And even on the second power play, it just looked better. And that's an encouraging sign because one thing about the NHL playoffs, as we all know, it all starts anew. Anything that happened in the regular season, you're throwing out the window.
Of course.
None of it matters.
Of course.
I mean, home ice, I guess, matters. So to be able to be effective on the power play the way they were, Brock Nelson punching it in to go up 2-1, even in their second opportunity, they played well on it. That was definitely an encouraging sign because that was one of their bugaboos all season long.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt. And look, I thought – you could not, for game one of a series, I mean, that had the intensity of a seventh game,
yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned. And when they score with a minute 29, they pull the goalie, minute 29 to go. Yeah, you know, place is going nuts. I mean, you're that close to wrapping the game up, and they score. A couple things. First of all, I was ticked off. Not only did they score, but because of the fact that I got to stay up to overtime now. Which wasn't long, by the way.
It didn't
take too long in the overtime. No. But then, like I said, Bailey with 5 seconds left comes this close to winning the game there. I mean, that was a great game last night.
It was.
You only hope this series, from a guy who really, you know, this is not my team, although I want to see the Islanders win, you really just hope that this series continue. You get seven games like this.
And I would think for a lot of Ranger fans, now there are Ranger fans that just hate the Islanders,
right,
and that's fine.
Right.
But those Ranger fans that hate the Islanders also hate the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh, my God. There's nothing worse than the Penguins.
Yeah, this is a
I mean, when I see Sidney Crosby, and he got another call last night that set up a goal.
Don't get me started.
It set up the goal. The goal that made it 2-2. He got. I mean, you know he's getting that call, too. You know he's getting it.
The whistle in the third period was awful. I mean, it was going against the Islanders. And how about the phantom penalty they called on Matthew Barzal? It wasn't Matthew Barzal. Anders Lee.
Yeah.
They called it. Just, there was no penalty.
Right, right.
And they called that one. So, look, you know that when you face a team like Pittsburgh with the star power that they have, that's going to happen. Not that you're facing the officials. I don't like to say that. But they are going to get some calls. A lot more than probably you're going to get. But how about Malkin? I thought the goal that he scored was with the patience that he showed. He basically lulled everybody
to sleep. And then took the shot. And it looked like it went off the stick of one of the Islander defensemen actually tipped it in.
It did look like it, but he must have held that puck for five good seconds before he pushed it through. And that was the power play goal that tied the game up.
And like you said, he kind of deked everybody out because it looked like he was going to try to make a pass there. And then it was just like a quick wrist shot and he just got through.
No doubt about it. And you talk about the Islander chances. Matt Martin had a chance to really ice the game.
He did.
Right after Nick Leddy put him ahead. They had a few chances to go up by two goals, which would have essentially won the game for them, but obviously they weren't able to do it. Leonard never saw the puck on the Schultz goal with a minute and a half to go, and between giving up the game-tying goal with a minute and a half to go and Josh Bailey missing this amazing opportunity with 5 seconds to go, I got to tell you, I didn't feel great in overtime.
No, I'm sure you didn't. How could you?
Yeah.
You know, you're that close to winning a game in regulation, and then they tie it. It's amazing how often it happens, too, when they pull a skater and they actually score.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you see that happen a lot. I mean, you really do.
Especially with this team, though,
especially
with
this team.
I mean, they're a hell of a team.
They are. Well, look, they've won three cups in what, happened last 10 years?
Yeah. I mean, two cups in the last 3 years.
Yep.
This is a tough opponent. This is an experienced opponent.
Yep.
That's why it was so important to win this game. I think it's that important to do it again on Friday night because this is a championship caliber team that you're dealing with right now. And you don't want to give them too many opportunities. So if they can go up 2-0, certainly not going to end the series, that's for sure, because you got to go back to Pittsburgh.
No.
But you want to take advantage of every opportunity you got. And the Islanders were able to do it last night, even though they certainly got a scare having this game to go to overtime. And then the Penguins had numerous scoring opportunities very early in the extra session. In the first minute or two, they had some golden opportunities against Leonard. And what a performance by Robin Leonard. And I mentioned this to you the other day. He had only played in two postseason games before that, one significantly. Both were in relief, actually. So it was his first start as a goaltender in the NHL playoffs. This guy's had a great year, not just on the ice, but off the ice with everything he's dealt with. And What a debut. Not debut, but what a first NHL postseason start for him as an Islander to put that performance together against some of the talent they're going up against.
And playing in that building just adds to the ambiance of the game. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I understand it's antiquated. I understand it only seats like 13,000 people, whatever they get there. I don't know what it is. I mean, like you said, start to finish, the crowd never stopped. They never stopped.
They were great. And as far as the future and Belmont or the second round in Brooklyn, that's nothing to worry about right now.
You can't worry about that.
To me, it's not the point. The point is they've got home ice advantage in this building at the old barn. They're up 1-0. They protected home ice in game one. They survived the scare because Pittsburgh kept responding every single time. And we'll see if they can take game two and take control of this series. But as far as where they play in the future or the second round of the playoffs, it's not worth worrying about. Right now, it's what's in front of you. And what's in front of you is going to be a hard-fought series against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
No question about it. No question about it.
We'll get to everything else. The Yankees got swept by the Houston Astros. They continue to play very ugly baseball. Noah Syndergaard responded in a big way. Yeah. I think they needed that kind of performance last night.
Mets just threw another walk against the Minnesota pitching staff.
They sure did. The Nets officially have a date in Philadelphia.
How about that?
With the Philadelphia 76ers, and all of a sudden you're starting to hear that maybe Joel Embiid won't be ready for game one.
That's the game, man. That's the game you got to go in and steal that game.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge game for the road team, no doubt.
And we got the rest of the NBA playoffs set. It was also a crazy night in hockey last night. The Tampa Bay Lightning are up 3-0.
And lose to Columbus?
Yeah. This is after they dominated the regular season.
They won like more games than anybody in history of the league, right?
They had an amazing juggernaut
year. What, they won like 60 games this year? 62?
They won a ton of games.
That's unbelievable.
They had the most points by a mile and a half.
That's what I'm saying.
But as we've talked about, winning the President's Trophy feels like a jinx.
Yeah,
and, well, it's only one game. And it's not that they lost the game, because honestly, I didn't watch any of it. The other things were such a priority.
Well, of course.
But I saw the score flash, and it was 3-0 Tampa. Oh, here we go. They're just doing their thing.
Right.
And to see Columbus come back and win was just a shock. So I think it's how they lost more than anything.
Yeah. I still wouldn't. I still think Tampa will win that series. But, you know, it was a stunning loss, no doubt about it.
One never knows, that's for sure.
You don't, especially hockey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.